listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Yeah.
Because God said, obedience is better than sacrifice.
to my Lord and Savior who's given my life, to the church and church members, and to Reverend Carl, I greet you all in the name of Jesus. To my classmates in the back, thank God for this blessed day. And I want to say to you all, we are on 88.1 now live as I speak. It will be broadcast and this Saturday, the Lord's will, at 9 a.m. We have John Reed, then you have my good friend John Montgomery, and then I will come on after John Montgomery. John Montgomery is a good friend of mine. We met some years ago. But if you have the Bible, and I'm encouraging all of you Jerusalem Baptist Church family for this message coming from a familiar passage of Scripture, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7. Gospel of Mark, chapter 7. While turning there, we didn't have a great time up to this point. But now it is preaching time. Just for a few moments, I promise you I won't bore you, but I promise you God will be the glory to you.
Yes, sir.
And when I preach every sermon, I pray before I get up and I pray before I get down, because it's not me, it's God that's doing it. Nothing I'm doing. It's all about Jesus and what he has done in my life and your life. Mark Gospel chapter 7 and verse 25. Here it is, just it says, for a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. She besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the devil. And she said, answered and said unto him, yeah, Lord, yet the dogs come to the table, eat of the children's crumbs. 29 said, for this thing thou wait, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. 30 and last. What I will read. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter lay upon the bed. And let me see. I want to talk on the subject, peace in the midst of the storm. Peace in the midst of a storm. And I can remember the times back, I know some of you remember that, that when God got ready to do his work, when it was thundering and lightning back in the early 70s, the old folks used to close their mirrors up. And we was running around and they would say, sit down somewhere. I know I got some with me. Sit down somewhere. Because the Lord is doing his work. I know I got some people to remember that. Now you young folks might not remember that. But them old folks used to say, sit down. And they cut the radio and the TV off and all this other stuff. And the TV wasn't covered, it was black and white. They would say, sit down. Because the Lord. And the Lord's going to do his work again in here. Ain't that good news? Good news this morning, New Jerusalem. And I want to thank God for the legends, as I shared with Russ Stevenson along the way when I was coming up through the ranks of Reverend DuPont, late great Donnie Granville, and J.D. Abrams, and all of those preachers like that. They taught. Sometimes I'd be preaching, and I think I'd be doing something. They say, boy, sit down, you ain't doing that. But it made me a better preacher because I was obedient to the voice of the old preacher. Reverend Booz and all those people, I remember them. Fred Jacobs, some of you don't know those people. They were living. And they taught me how to conduct yourselves. One thing about Jesus, he always went around you know, a mysterious way. He didn't carry himself any kind of way. And he didn't do or say anything out of his mouth. Because when you is a Christian, nobody has to tell you you're a Christian. All you got to do is just live what the book says. And they know. Look in the text, and I ain't going to be long. Jesus had just got through dealing with some these Sadducees and Pharisees. And the Bible said that when Jesus began to tell them about what goes in and out of the body, the Bible said everywhere Jesus went, the multitude was great. Some were dictators, some were agitators, and some were just spectators. And that's all we have in the churches this morning. Sometimes I'm not talking about nobody, but if you come looking for a word, you'll get there. Singing is good. I wish I could sing. But didn't I keep the same way? Heaven and earth should pass away. Come on, word. See, you have to get the word in you in order to deal with those storms that we face every day of our life. Especially with our children. The children are not like the children that on yesterday when we was coming up. Y'all remember that? I know y'all ain't forgot that the girls played with Jack. Huh? Here we play with Hiding Bebo. Y'all forgot that? Hiding Bebo. How you beat him? But then now here I come. Wasn't no touching.
That's right.
Wasn't no feeling of it. Because you know why? They didn't play that. And that's what we got to instill in our children today. That Jesus the same was today, yesterday, and forevermore. And he is a God that will stick closer than ever.
Right.
And I see some young folks in here, but let me tell you something. When we went, I don't preach, but when we went to church, when we got back home, we had to tell our grandmother and them what we learned.
Yeah. Amen.
See, this thing what I'm talking about, some of us take it for prayer. I'm not talking about in here. But the old folks said, if you fit, you will.
Pull on them old folks up.
Yes, I am. Because I used to sit up on them. And let me tell you something else. I'm going to preach. Them old folks used to have some sayings saying, if it's tough,
got to shout. He probably preaching to having a good time.
But he got to sit on his own body. I'm trying to sit on mine. Amen. Ain't God good this morning? I tell you why he good, what was up there? Some was on our way. Ain't nobody woke you up but God. And his grace and his mercy.
While we was in sleeping yonder thing,
somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody started out waking up, but for some reason or another, the pair ain't the came and said, come on home. But let me tell you something, all of us got to deal with that pair of angels sooner or later.
Get that twisted now.
Now one thing about me now, I don't know how the Holy Ghost will deal with me because when I get up to preach, I don't have no notes, I don't do nothing. I'm depending on the Holy Ghost. Somebody in here right now is going through a storm. I don't know who it is, but somebody has been in a storm and they asking the Lord to bring them out and look like God ain't ready, look like God ain't thinking about it. But let me tell you something. Jesus is telling me to tell you to go to St. John chapter 14 and 27 and say, peace, I leave with you. My peace I give, not in the world. I let not.
Your heart be troubled. That's what he said.
Go be here. This is somebody in here. I'm picking it up. Somebody's in a storm this morning and they're at the crossroad and they don't know what to do. Turn it over to Jesus and say, Lord, you
say.
You say. Not me, but you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let not
your heart be troubled.
You said, but Lord, look like it's troubling because of what I'm going through. Let me tell you something. In these trying times now, in Jerusalem, you're going to have some stuff that's going to come up against you unaware. And you're going to have to know how to deal with those situations through the word of God.
The Bible says, let me get to my text. The Bible says, for a certain woman.
That means that Sister Dean, that she was something different. That means that, that she wasn't a Jew. Okay. Jesus had just got to tell him over there in Matthew 10 and 6, I think it is, I know that's where it's. He said, go not unto the streets of the Gentile, but I'm sent not only but unto the house of Israel. I'm sent to the Jews first. Let me tell you something. Jesus is an all God. He was human and he was divine. But he did things decently. He went to his home first. That's what we got to do, go to our home first. But some of us got homes all messed up, all tangled up and everything else, and try to tell somebody else what to do. Get your own house in order. Before you tell about somebody else. You need to get your own house in order. But we quick to judge somebody else's house. They had a song, I think that was right there, we just say, sweep around your own. Before you try to sweep around. You can't talk about me, and I can't talk about you. Fuck me. But I know one thing, we can all come together and commune together and say, if I lift my eyes unto the hill, which cometh my help. I done been in many storms. Oh, Lord, you just don't know. I ain't got time to tell you. You just don't know. Let me tell you something. When your back is against the wall, when you have done all you could do, you need to turn to Exodus 14 and 14, and the Lord said, I'll fight your battle, and you should stand still and see the salvation. That's what he said. You know what thing? The Spirit is telling me this morning, somebody has been fighting and they're trying to do all they can. They're trying to do all they can for their family. And look like the more they do, the worse they get. But let me tell you something. I watch your mother, but let me tell you something. Just put it in the Lord's hand. You know what the Lord's going to say? The Lord's going to say, when the children used to act a fool, you know, and they just point their finger. They wouldn't say nothing. They just, y'all come down back up there, huh? See, let me tell you something. It's a new day now. When we came to church, we knew how to act. Because when we got home, oh, Lord Jesus. They got child abuse now. All that old foolishness. Them children, something else, ain't they? Come to your house. I'm talking about our children. I don't mind something else. He's something else. Yeah, he is. They talk back, don't they? They flip my finger. And then when they get you talking back, they want to throw me up all the cornflakes. I want some of them cornflakes too. All the mayonnaise. All the Cheerio. Light bread. Bread, 3 hours of bread. Hey. I'm going to leave y'all alone in a minute. Yeah, they want to flip talk. Well, them old folks will tell you right now. And if the police came, they say, look, you take them with you. Because they just in my house. Boy, I like them old days. I'll tell my wife more about them old days. I like color purple because they're poor. And we were so poor, we couldn't pay down on a ham sack. Look, I know some of y'all remember this. It wasn't W.O. Hall. It was Silver City. And when it rained, you know, I don't know if y'all remember, I'm going to leave y'all alone. You know TGNY? You can eat two bad tennis for 3 hours. And by this time of the year, you were getting on school time. And it was 12 of us. And the old folks said, look, we going up in this store. You better not even look like it. I was black, y'all. Don't see a black. I was with you. Let me go and preach y'all. Look what happened. The Bible said that this certain woman, left her house, because her daughter couldn't up. That was scripture saying. It says, this Syrophoenician by nation woman besought him, and his disciples were with him. You know, they were corner mine. They didn't believe in hemp and pokey. But let me tell you something. If you got a nickel, you share half of it with somebody. That's the way I come up. You know, if you got a piece of bread, you give your friend a piece of bread. That was love of being back then. Ain't no love no more. And when somebody died on the block, they will come with their cake and their... And don't let up. I ain't say cow, because we was too poor to have a cow. But boy, if I all came down Washoe Street, he was in trouble.
But now we even got so modern now.
I don't know the name of the restaurant now. I think it's what the thing that new one is? I don't know the name.
Yeah. Man, we know what that was.
In the morning time, Kimberly, we would have cornflakes and water. And no sugar. And in the evening, we would have flapjack.
I'm just talking about the goodness of God. How good he's been to you. God's been good to you. And some of us got up on the pedestal now and forgot about the one that's down at the top. But the whole folks said, no matter how long you climb it, that the same ones you meet coming up this ladder is the same ones you're going to meet. Jesus said it this way in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. What's your man saw it? That's why I try to treat everybody right. He come yesterday and called me to read my Bible. I can't even know how to read people come. Let me tell you something. When you serve in the Lord, God will send people to you. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is the one that draws them to you. You don't have to do nothing. You don't have to say nothing. God will do them. If you will. See, so many people are faithful. They say, I'm faithful with this thing, baby. Because I know one thing, I got to lay this body down one day. Stick this sword in the center of town with it. And I don't want to say, Eugene, I put that word in you. But you didn't do nothing. I tell you, you do. You've done what you want. I don't want to say that. Jesus said in Matthew 7 and 5, about that 20th verse, he said, many shall say to me in that day, Lord God, did we not cast out devils? Did we not prophesy? And then they go on and say, didn't we done great works? I don't want them to tell me, Eugene, I knew you. But depart from me. I don't want them to say, this ain't real what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
This thing ain't no permanent. God is real. Let me tell you something, and the devil is real too. Let me tell you something, but if you get Jesus down on the inside, like this woman here is trying to see Jesus. Peace in the midst of this storm. I don't know about you, but I've had some storms. And look like God has just left me all alone. But God will speak a word and say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue.
Somebody read that.
I heard that just a while ago. Read it. It said, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear the Lord. And then it said, oh, magnify. See, one thing you got to know in this ball game, you're going to have some storms. And see, once you get over one storm, you can move it. You're going to have another storm, you can move it. Yeah, because that's the strength of you in the body of Christ.
I know you're right.
Let me tell you something. If you don't have no storm, you'll say you God yourself. Some of us do think we God, don't we? May not be nobody in here, but don't let us get a nickel over a dime. We talk different in everything. The Lord. I want to say what I want to say, but it's recorded live on the radio. But anyway, you got to be real with this thing. Because Jesus was real.
The old folks say, yes, I know he's real. Well, down in my soul, I know the Lord is real.
Let me hurry up, young God. Look what I'm saying. She
began to besought him. This is the communion thing. And not only did she besought him, she didn't care who looked at her. She didn't care what nobody said. I know the odds are against me. I know Jesus is not fool with us, but I'm going anyhow. That's what you got to do, New Jerusalem. You got to say, I know what hell and high water. It may not look like it. I can't see it in my checkbook, but I know 2 Corinthians chapter 4:18 said, look at the things that we do see. That's just temporary. But the thing that I do not see is eternal. That's in 2 Corinthians 4:18.
It's in your Bible. If you ain't tore it out yet. It's in there.
See, we're looking at stuff what we can see. But I thank God that he's working on the spiritual realm to the natural sense for you and you and you and you. All you got to do is believe that God will make that storm.
Look what it said. I may not finish it. But look what Jesus said. Yes, he tested. See, that's what we got to do. We sometimes, God, let me
me tell y'all something. The devil tempts us, but Jesus tests us.
Yeah.
You know how girlfriend and boyfriend is?
Yeah.
I know y'all know about that, don't you? Yeah. The boys say all kind of old stuff.
Yeah.
They ain't doing nothing shooting out wolf.
Yeah.
You want to test them, don't you?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Look. Come on, y'all. Look what happened. The Bible said, Jesus said, let the children be filled first. And he said, for he is not meek. Because see, Jesus had just got to be talking about, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel in Matthew 10:6. And when he sent them out, the 12 out, he said, don't go by the Gentiles. He just got through saying that. How many times we say a lot don't mean? Especially to them children. I'm not going to pay for no one more suit. I'm not going to pay for no band uniform. And we be the first thing up there with our children.
Yeah.
How much is it? Okay. Because love for your children. Tell you something. One thing about a mother. I don't care how that child act. I don't care how disrespectful that child is. That mom going to say, that's my child.
Yeah.
Now, daddy might do something else. But I know one thing, that mother gonna stick with that child to the end. And that's why I always tell children, Sister Me, children obey your parents. Me and Ronnie, my will follow us. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. I see some children in here. It was five of us. Daddy died early. But whatever mama told us, if we didn't like it, we bit our lip and went on about our business.
Yeah.
We didn't talk back.
Yeah.
But see, the old folks used to sit, and I said every Sunday, I know my wife gets tired of hearing it, but see, I got some spit on me. The old folks used to chew that back.
Yeah.
Mm. Remember that?
Yeah.
Old ladies would. Just spit it on you.
Yeah.
I got a lot of spit on me. Oh, man. I'm trying to wipe it off. That's what some of them children today need to get some back of spit on their butts. It'll make a man better. And not want to be so, want to be a woman before it's time or a man before it's time. Amen, Walter. You know amen. I'm just telling you like it is. We couldn't even come off the porch. We lived in a one chat room house. And the brick homes would be all in the neighborhood. But our house was blue. You could see straight through. And when it stormed and it rained, lean to this side. Somehow or another, he wouldn't fall. Them brick houses be the tail out. I wonder why it's there. Because when God is in something, let me tell you something, it may not look good. See, we lack a lot of look good stuff. We lack all pretty stuff. God ain't too interested in that. What he's interested in is what's inside of you, and that is your heart. If you give your heart to the Lord, when the storms come, God up.
Let the message preached today bless you and it has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord. New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. And Wednesdays at 5 p.m. are Bible study. And New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Forest, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. God bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845, or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Then in heaven, lift up my heart.
Stand.